Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your jizziness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. One way you can ask this question is, what do you see in your life right now? That's what you're dedicated to. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to dive into dedication and devotion. And these words I feel can be used interchangeably, and I want to just invite them into your life. And I like using both words because sometimes people have an aversion to one word or the other. And so feel on the vibration of each word and see which one resonates for you. I'm going to use them both. So let's just feel on that for just a second. How does it feel to hear the word dedication? I am dedicated to ... And how does the word devotion feel for you? I am devoted to ... Now that you have whatever word is the best for you, or you like them both or whatever, let's move on. All right. So I want to invite dedication or devotion into your life. It's a very, very, very interesting thing, and I will share later how it impacts my life. But one of the things that I think is really neat about it is how much it gives direction and focus. You know, what are you actually dedicated to? So one of those ways that you can ask this question is, what do you see in your life right now? That's what you're dedicated to. And on one hand, that can get almost like victim blamey, right? Like it's like you're creating this life that's, if it is this way, where it's like this one thing or this whatever is all yucky and you're to blame because that's obviously what you're dedicated to and you're not manifesting correctly. And I don't want you to go down that road. What I do want you to do with that, though, is be able to see that somehow some of these things, your nervous system is what it's used to. And so it's recreating the same pattern habit. Or some of these other things, it is actually you're dedicated to ... right? So they can be very neutral. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, this awful thing, I'm so dedicated to that. It can, first of all, it's anything, you know, maybe it's a dedication that every day you're getting to spend time with people you really, really love because you get to do that every day. And that's something that is showing up in your life every day. And so you are dedicated to that. You know, it's not just like any sort of yucky stuff. It can be everything. And all of this stuff can also be looked at as very neutral, so it doesn't have to have a charge of good or bad. So you can look at your life right now. What are you dedicated to? Are you dedicated to working things? Are you dedicated to family things? Are you dedicated to extracurricular things, you know, different sports, activities, hobbies, art, movement, whatever? I mean, what is showing up in your life right now? Are you dedicated to a lot of drama? Are you dedicated to what? Okay. So that's one way to pose this question. The next is, what is it that you want to really be dedicated to? Or where do you want to direct your devotion? What feels really aligned and good for you to be devoted to be dedicated to? How does that look in your life then? What exactly are you wanting to be devoted to? What do you want to see more of in your life? And one of the things that I think about often when I start getting into this like resonance of devotion is just even a word. For instance, if you're wanting more joy in your life, your decision right now might be, I am going to decide to be dedicated, to be devoted to joy. And so from that place, you now have this focus, this direction. So anytime life is giving you these different curveballs, it's, oh wait, I am dedicated, I'm devoted to joy. And here's where I'm like defaulting to these patterns or defaulting to this common way I react and respond to this situation. And right now I'm going to shift that into how can I respond from a lens that's either me being joyful, I'm inviting more joy in, I'm, you know, going to change the entire scenario so it's going to bring more joy, whatever it is. So sometimes I really love that. I love like having devotion to just like one word, beauty, curiosity, excitement, aliveness. I mean, you could go on and on. This is one of the foundations of choosing a word for the year, you know? So that's something that I do a lot, and I share that with my community all the time. And so my words for this year was sultry and body adornation or adorning. And it's been so powerful to see how those words can really guide me when I'm faced with something or even just the concept. So like adorning my body, choosing to do that every day, choosing to be devoted to that every day has like really, I mean, it's filled my cells with like a remembrance that I am loved, that I have gratitude for my body, you know, things like that. Or if I am having a baddish day or like a rough time or stress is all around because blah, 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 life, then I get to take that moment and really just fine-tune myself. And so being devoted to adorning my body has been just so, so life-changing in that way that, you know, that just becomes then part of my norm. And that's one of the things I love about having words or concepts like this, whether it's for the year or whatever it is I'm doing, is because it tends to almost like build upon itself. It's like you're building your foundation and it just keeps getting richer and richer. It's like the soil is getting more fertile because you're continually being devoted to these things that like make everything in life more alive or amazing or fruitful or whatever it is for you, right? And so that's the thing for me is as I've played with this idea of devotion, I have brought so much into my world and it has also just shifted my life in the way of how I work with people, you know, being really devoted to, I mean, I now have compiled a whole bunch of words I've been devoted to and they all mean something so powerful that impacts my work, it impacts the way I show up in the world, it impacts my relations with all the people in the world, whether they're really close or they're strangers. You know, when you bring a devotion to something like curiosity or beauty, it ripples into the rest of the world. You know, so think about that. What is it that you really want to be devoted to? What are the things? What are the words? What are the resonances that you want to be devoted to so that you can share that and create more of that ripple effect out into the world? All right, that's your invitation. So go ahead and play with that. What are you going to dedicate yourself to? What are you going to be devoted to? I'd love it if you DM me on Instagram. The Crystal Franco, DM me, what are you going to be devoted to? Like, I want to know. So share it with me. And you can share it with anybody. Share it with people close to you. Say it out loud. Write it down. I have one of the first years I did that for like a New Year's resolution-y type thing. I put the word ease on my door. I drew it all pretty with some, you know, pencils and stuff, colored pencils. And it's still up there. So I still get reminded of that particular time of my life when my focus was ease, you know. So, you know, play with that direction, play with what it is you want to be devoted to, and apply it everywhere. You're applying this everywhere. All right. Ciao. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.